With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the National Hurricane Center is warning Florida residents about the dangers of Hurricane Milton as some people are ignoring evacuation orders.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan warning of potential deadly conditions.
This is the potential for life-threatening, destructive storm surge that could affect much of the west coast of Florida.
He says evacuate if told, which Venice resident David Coots is following.
We will be evacuating actually to one of the community centers.
Before evacuating, he was in line for sandbags. So were father and son, Tommy and Devin Hall, who were riding out Milton at home.
We're not nervous about hurricane situations.
Yeah, 'cause this part of living in Florida.
The elder Hall says he's lived through numerous hurricanes. Experts say this is different. I'm Julie Walker.
A new book from Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward reveals new details about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In his new book, War, Woodward details President Biden's complicated relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. He writes that the president's distrust of Netanyahu erupted this past spring, leading to a profanity-laden tirade. Woodward also reports that Donald Trump has had as many as 7 private phone calls with Vladimir Putin since leaving office and secretly sent the Russian president COVID-19 test machines during the height of the pandemic. A Trump spokesman said that's untrue and described Woodward as demented. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A former New York City official was charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence as a federal investigation led to Mayor Eric Adams' bribery indictment. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 126 points, the Nasdaq rose 259. This is SRN News. The French discover another problem with transgenderism.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion groups have outraised pro-lifers by a nearly 8-to-1 margin in campaigns for ballot measures across the U.S. this year. But the advantage doesn't show in ad buys in Florida, which has the most expensive campaign of the 9 states where voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitutions. Campaigns that raise more money have an edge reaching voters. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rebounded as falling oil prices released some of the pressure that built up on the market. The S&P 500 rose 1% and clawed back its loss from the day before. The Dow added 0.3%, while the Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.4% as big tech stocks led the way. Wall Street held firm even though stock markets around the world sank. That was following scary swings in China, as euphoria about possible stimulus for the world's second largest economy gave way to disappointment. The Dow was up 126 points to finish at 42,080. The Nasdaq gained 259 to 18,182. The S&P 500 added 55 points to 5751. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.